This is our musical reaction. Breakdown and commentary analysis of this song under fair use. We intend no copyright infringement, and this is not a replacement for listening to the artist's music. The content made available on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Notwithstanding a copyright owner's rights under the Copyright Act, Section 107 of the Copyright Act allows limited use of copyrighted material without requiring permission from the rights holders for purposes such as education, criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. These so-called fair uses are permitted even if the use of the work would otherwise be infringing. Now on to the Rock Roulette podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Rock Roulette Podcast. That's right, the crazy ass podcast that took over 1,800 albums, stuck them in a list, stuck them in a wheel, and every other week we spin the wheel, she picks a record for us and we go through it track by track. We talk about the music, the lyrics, the production, the melody and the arrangement, and we give it scores. Just a bunch of friends who love music want to do a podcast, and everyone who takes a trip with us, a discovery and rediscovery every week, we really appreciate it. Spread the word. We are a trio. We have Frank.
My name is Frank. And I'm sexy.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Sav.
Ciao, buonasera.
Last week we did Kokomo Technicolor Life. Right, Mark? That was the name of it?
Yes, that's it. You don't know what it is?
I forgot it. It was just something so out of the blue, which is cool because I love how random the wheel can be. I do remember this. Frank gave it some pretty high scores, but Mark, you and I think were more of some good bones, definitely some good riffs, some good musicianship. Production, though, is killing it for us because it's got that balls to the wall where everything sounds like it's at 11 distorted.
Yeah, the brick wall mastering that they did, it really hurts it.
Brick wall mastering, I like that. I told my son, he's like, what do you think? I said, no, it's not bad, some good bones. I said, but imagine someone at the soundboard just pushing all the knobs up and just leaving the room. And that's kind of what it sounds like. After the show, we heard some live stuff. Mark, I know you had one thing of it, but let's just say to leave a basic comment, it sounds better live.
I think the songs are much better live. I thought it sounded okay. I didn't hate the album so far. I think there's some songs that are good. I think there's some riffs that are good. I think there's lots of stuff that's good. It's really the distortion all the time on his vocal and the production choices and the brick wall mastering where everything's at 10. Like you said, everyone put all the faders up and then said, thank you, good night, and walked away.
Yeah, it sounds more organic live. I think the riffs come through, everything comes through a little bit more organically. Frank, what's your general take?
The same. I think this is the kind of group that I would enjoy more watching them live than I am right now hearing them recorded. I think they do a great job in delivering that fusion of 70s and soul and rock mesh all together. I think they do a great job of doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of those influences. So I'm curious to hear what's going to go on the second side.
Definitely an original sound.
You think?
How many times have we said, I hear a little bit of this band, I hear none of this band? We haven't said that.
I don't know that it's that original, but I don't think it's bad. I don't think something needs to be original for it to be good. I always say, listen, I feel like everything's been done already, so just try to write the best songs you can. That's what I say about us too, if we ever start writing again. Let's just try to write whatever we think is good and just go with it. Before we go back to them, we have our new bet section in the baby wheel.
In a world where new music is not easy to find, welcome to New Bets.
Okay, here is the New Bets wheel.
Three Days Grace, Kill Me Fast. I actually saw them live They're pretty good. I heard some songs I didn't know by them that I added to my playlist, so I'm curious to see what it is, what it sounds like.
I haven't heard anything new from them in a long time, so I'm curious too.
Right, you a 3D's Grace guy? You know anything? Or?
I know that they're playing in our area soon. Maybe I know the hits like you guys, but that's about it.
All right, so this is 3 Days Grace, Kill Me Fast. I've tried, but I still can't read your mind. Wonder if there was a sign that somehow slipped me by. If you're right at the edge, or you found someone else, let me know. Oh, tell me when it's over.
There's someone else singing there, right? I'm pretty sure there's two different voices there for sure.
I think they do have two lead vocalists.
Oh, do they? When I saw them, there was only the one guy. I don't think it's bad. I hate the production.
I can tell you now, there's definitely some tomfoolery going on with the vocals. You can almost hear, if you listen to enough of that, you almost can hear either the Melodyne or the auto-tune. You can hear it. It has some weird top-end thing that goes on. I mean, I hate to say that. I think almost everybody these days is using that. It's hard to find somebody who's not auto-tuning their vocals or Melodyning their vocals.
Some of it, too, is an artistic choice, kind of having that sound. I think if this song had come out in the 80s, we probably would have been all over it. So I think it's catching parts. I'd probably go back to it, but like I said, just that production, I don't understand, man. It minimizes the heaviness of what it could be.
The problem is that everyone's using the same things. They're all using the same drum things, the same guitar things, the same vocal things. Even that little break part in the middle, that's so what happens now. Just the way it cuts off, it's not even like a hit and then it slowly fades, it just stops. A lot of people do that nowadays, so I think it's a choice to sound that way. I mean, it still sounds a little new metal-y from what they are. It's not bad. It's not horrible.
No, not. The chorus is very catchy. I already knew what it was going to sound like. Frank, what do you think?
I don't know. I felt like we've heard this song like 1,000 times already. It's like Mark says, it just sounds the same. It's okay. It's all right. I think there is two vocals, right, Seth?
I guess I didn't realize that they may have had two vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely two different voices there.
Your standard cookie cutter song. It's good.
Well, if you guys like it or you don't like it, let us know on social media and let's rubber stamp this. Here we go.
In a world where new music is not easy to find, welcome to New Bets.
Okay, the next song is Sad and Blue.
Say the same thing. Some good bones. There's some soul in there. I like it. I just don't like the production. This song with a nice warm production to me would stand out so much more. I'm not crazy about his vocal choice either in this one. If he sang it with some more soul, I think it would be cool.
Still using the distortion on the vocal. It's fine. Now you listen to this or you listen to what we just listened to. This sounds much more fresh, even though it's a lot older technically. It's not following the formula that we're having right now where it's all the same. Like Frank says, we think we hear the same song over and over and over. At least this has a little bit of differentiation, I think. But you're right. There's definitely a better song here. I think the production, again, does hurt it.
I like the vocal style. But other than that, I'm liking it. I understand what the two is saying. The production is not the best, but I don't know. I think the lack of production is letting the song shine for me.
That's cool.
All right, let's continue. Here we go.
The vibe. I actually like that part. could have done something simpler. I don't know. I kind of like that part.
Still, it was fine. I think I got cut off a little too early, personally. Or it didn't maybe extend into the vocal a little bit, which would have been nice. It's just, to me, there's a lot of distortion. The bass is distorted. The vocals are distorted. The guitar has lots of fuzz. There's just so much of that, that maybe this is the choice for this song, possibly. It's a frustrating listen, and it's a tiring listen. You get tired really easy. That being said, I don't hate it. I think it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Frank, you still digging it?
I am. I think it could be a minute shorter, but it's good.
All right, we have 40 seconds. Let's play it out.
I bet you that song probably sounds better a lot.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
It's not bad. None of the songs have been really bad. There's nothing where I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. No, not at all.
The lyrics are hard to listen to. I can't listen to all the lyrics. Something, I'm scared of you and you. I'm scared of being sad and blue. Something about that. That's what I got. But all the distortion on it, it's hard to actually make the lyrics out. And they're mixed a little low. Without the words in front of me, it's hard to tell what he's saying. Well, I'm going to go first. I'm going to give 5 to the lyrics and I think 6 on everything except production. I'm going to do 5 again. I'm not a big fan of all distorted all the time.
All distortion all the time.
I just think some things don't need it all the time, especially the vocal. I mean, I know I'm harping on that, it feels like. I just wish it wasn't like that every song. But maybe this is the choice they made for this record and this is what they were going to do. Frank?
I can't hear the lyrics. I can't think of a score here. So I'm going to skip over that. But I'm going to go 6s across on this one. Look, I like the song. The vocal side is the only thing I don't like. And like I said, it could be a minute shorter. Overall, it's all right.
Yeah, I'll say 5 on the lyrics. I'll probably go for the Frank route as well. 5 on production and 6 on everything. Oh, no, you know what? I'll say 6 on production. It almost worked for this. I wish it did have a little bit warmer, but as it went on, it didn't bother me as much in this one. I'll throw the production a bone and say 6 on this.
Okay. The next one is Evening in Paris.
Bad. Production sounds the same, but I kind of like the vibe of it. I like the way the two pieces mesh.
I like the drums and bass. I like that there's no distortion on the vocal. I'm not too sure if I like the melody. I'm not sure I like the way he's singing it. I appreciate that there's no distortion on the vocals. Guitar's fine. I don't think it's bad. I have to say, though, the more I go through this, the more I do like their style. I just wish it was produced a little different. I think if it was a little raw production for them just being guitar and drums, I think it might be a little bit better for me.
To me, the production is, to me, the worst. And as I mentioned, after we wrapped up last time, we listened to a couple of tracks live. We all agreed that they sounded better.
A lot better than the previous song, sure. at the beginning sounded like it slowed down and sped up and slowed down again. I don't know if that was just the audio on my side. Mark, did you hear that?
I really wasn't paying attention. I was just happy that there was no distortion on the vocals.
Dude, it's possible, because believe it, quite a few times on this podcast I've listened to things and I'm like, yeah, that definitely sped up and slowed down. So it is possible.
All right. But well, it's pretty good. Digging it.
All right, let's continue. Here we go.
That part of that, I felt the production actually really worked there for that part. That's cool. That could be my favorite song so far overall.
I would never have thought that from the way it started.
The melody in the verse was okay. I didn't mind it, but I liked the chorus, and then I liked how it went. I liked that big loud, like it kind of worked for me there.
I liked the drums. I thought the drums were the best drum playing overall so far. I just liked the beat. Whoever was doing the bass on this, I have no idea, but I thought that was great. It's definitely different. They have a style. It doesn't sound like everything else. I'm not saying it's totally unique. There are good things about it. Frank, you go first.
I like this one. It was really short to the point. Great sound. I think this was one of the better produced ones. Again, couldn't really hear the lyrics. So I'm going to go ahead and, based on what I did understand the lyrics, I'm going to give those a 5. I'm going to give production a 7. Music a 7. The melody, I wasn't too crazy about. I'm going to give that a 6. And arrangement, I'll give that a 7. Sav?
Yeah, say 5 on the lyrics, 7 on the music, 7 on arrangement, 7 on production, 6 on the melody.
Very similar.
Yeah, I dug that one. I think I may have copied you and I was about to copy you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. Mark?
5 on lyrics, 5 on melody, 6 on music, 6 on arrangement. I'm going to do 6 on production. I think for this song, the production worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next song is VW Lady.
Oh,
So I'm sure there are people that listen to this and love the production. I just think that the riffs are good. There's some really cool riffs in this song. I'm not too crazy about the melody. I hear the production doesn't work for me. I just think when you have those cool classic sounding riffs, you just need that 70s warmth to go along with it. And this doesn't have it. And I think it could be a better song for me. And this is another one I'm sure probably sounds better live.
I agree. The riffs are good. Again, production is hurting this. I don't understand one word he's saying. I heard VW Lady somewhere in there. He's mixed really low. Again, is it because it's a language thing? I don't know. They're trying to hide it. I don't know what's going on. I don't really understand a lot of what he's saying.
Maybe someday we'll read these lyrics and like, oh my God, what is he saying?
I wish I just understood what he was saying. That's more than anything else. I like the 70s funk sound to it, the vibe to it. I do understand what you're saying, that you just want that nice warm sound that goes with it. But honestly, I kind of like it as it is for me. Other than the lyrics, not understanding it, and the mixing of the voice, this one sounds, I think, more low than the previous songs. I like the music. Can't wait to hear the rest of it.
All righty, here we go.
Drive me to your highway, VW Lady. I think that's what he's saying.
That's the only thing I understood.
Yeah. Towards the end, he was really getting into it.
I had a VW.
I just don't know why the production has to do that. I mean, they had a couple of good things. They had that little flanging during the verses. That was cool. But it's so pushed up so high. You hear it when the guitar is by itself. It's not even overdriven. It's just distorted at the top. Like you said, someone just put the fader up and walked away.
But I'll tell you something funny. When the guitar is by itself, that is my favorite part of this whole album. When those riffs are isolated, that is my favorite part of what I'm hearing. I don't mind it as much. I hear it. I say, okay, now if the drums kick in, they're not distorted, it'll sound cool.
I thought there's a lot of good riffs here. This is more of a 70s vibe than the other stuff has been. I mean, short of production, this could be my favorite guitar riff song so far.
Yeah, there's some really good riffs in this.
Why don't you go first?
I'll say 4 on the lyrics, 6 on the music. I didn't really like the melody. I'll say 5 on the melody. I was going to say 4, but I think 4 is too low. I'll say 6 on arrangement, because like I said, when that guitar's by itself, and he does do a few things, and he does this thing in every song where he throws in like a few different riffs, which is cool. And 5 in production again. I'd almost give it a 4, because it just pisses me off sometimes. Because there's some really good riffing, and there's good musicianship overall, but just that production, Mark?
4 on the lyrics, 5 on the melody, 6 on the music, 5 on the arrangement, and then 5 on production. Even though I liked it a lot, I just can't get past the production part. There's lots of good guitar riffs here for a guitar player. And I thought the drums were pretty decent too. They weren't as distorted, but still, it's a killer, man. Because there's lots of good stuff here I wish I liked better. Frank?
I can't score the lyrics. I just can't understand what he's saying. The melody, it's all right. I'm going to give that a 5. I do like the music. The music, I like the sound, the riffs, the guitar playing, the drums are really good. Everything about it. I'm going to give that a 7. Production, I'm going to give that a 6. Arrangement, I'm going to give that a 6 as well. Good song. I just wish I could hear the lyrics. That's it.
Maybe you want to hear the lyrics. Maybe you don't want to hear the lyrics. You don't really know.
And he got really into it towards the end there. It's a powerful song to him.
I think there's some plant going on in his voice too sometimes. I can hear it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an influence there. It's not a ripoff, but there's definitely no. You can hear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Killing the Kid.
That beginning part, what does that sound like? Is it Queens of the Stone Age?
Yes.
I don't know who came first. And
Queens of the Stone Age came first.
Oh, did it?
That was with Dave Grohl, I think, that one. Yeah. I believe, and that was in the 90s.
That is correct.
Oh, Jesus Christ, was it the 90s? Dude, I forget sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't remember how old things are, and sometimes I think things are older than what they are. But y'all caught that, right?
I was going to say that I like the verses. I do not like the choruses very much. I like the verses because I think it sounds like that song. I'm used to hearing that song, so that's probably why I like it.
I mean, it's okay. I don't think this one has, at least not yet, anything where I'm saying, there's good bones, it's production. This one I'm really not feeling so far.
Yeah, it was funny you said that, Queen of the Stone Age, because I did hear a little bit of that in there. Overall, I'm liking this album. I just wish it had lyrics that I understood.
To say, because I can't hear anything. I'm just scoring it, hoping it's somewhere in the middle. That's all I can really do. I'm not going to give it a 0
score. Yeah, the only thing I found was in French. That's it.
Well, they're from France. All right, let's continue. Here we go.
Yeah.
about Lover, Too Young to Lover, something about Killer.
Something with the cover. I don't know. It's hard to figure out. I do like the vibe. I have to say, the last couple of songs have been a pretty decent 70s vibe. Again, production kills it. And he can sing, obviously, because he hit some notes and stuff that were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go first. I'm going to say 5 on the music, 4 on the melody, because part of it I don't like. 6 on the music. 5 on the arrangement. Again, 5 in production. Maybe this is just the production style for this album. Maybe we'll get another one from them and it'll be different. For this one, I'm not enjoying the production. Saf?
I'll say a 3 on the lyrics, 5 on the music, 5 on arrangement, 5 on production, and 5 on the music. This one just didn't hit with me. This one was a bit messy to me. I did like that one weird thing he was doing with the guitar that weren't, that was cool. And then they do a lot of isolated guitars in the songs, and that usually winds up being my favorite part, because riff-wise, again, there's a lot of good riffs on this album, right?
Once again, skip the lyrics, because they can't hear them. Give the music 7, melody 6, arrangement I give a 6, production, I think this is it, this is the production, this is the sound of the album. It's been consistent so far on this side that we heard it. I'm going to give production a 7 because it's living up to the expectations of the album.
That's one way to look at it.
Mark and I were both silent there for a second.
Yeah, because we're like, I don't know what he's saying.
There's going to be people that listen to this and say, oh my God, this sounds so good, which is cool. Frank, you're digging the production?
You know, because maybe perhaps that's just the sound that they were going for. If this is the sound that they wanted, they were going for, and it's been consistent so far.
Oh, it's definitely been consistent. That's for sure.
That's signs of a good production.
I guess you could look at it that way. You also could look at it like the production sucks, and it's just consistently sucky. It doesn't mean just because that's the sound they wanted that it's good. It just means that's what they did. I don't know. Again, there's lots of parts that I like. Let's finish it up. This is the end, and this is Little Feather.
But do you really know your subject matter? And even if you draw me better and better, to your mind, you're gonna claim the crimes. I may be a moonshine for you, but I haven't shown you inside yet, and it doesn't worry me because you get all the same, the most beautiful of you.
Mark, what do you think of the guitar tone on this one? Like that main riff sound.
I'm not a fan. I think it could be done better than that. I understand what he's trying to go for. I don't know if it's a Leslie vibe thing or it's a chorusy thing. It just feels like his tone is getting sucked out. I think it could be done better. And this is a production thing too. I don't think I would want it to sound like that. I know that what he's trying to get to, and there's a little bit of Zeppelin-ish kind of thing going on here, sort of. I just don't think the sound is great. I think when the band comes in, the sound's pretty good. Doesn't seem as distorted. So I think on this part of it, it's okay. I just don't like that sound. It's very thin.
The funny thing is that when it first started, I was thinking Hendrix is like, oh, little feather, little wing.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, no, please don't do that. No, and then it just changed. I was like, fine.
It definitely does not go back. See, to me again, put this song in that kind of tone, in a Hendrix tone. It would be a better song. It's not bad. The chorus is pretty catchy. just production charge just for me. Frank, you digging this one?
Not as much as the previous two. Not quite sure if this was the best way to end the album. It's an okay song. I think this is going to be the second song that we said it sounds like X group. The other one was, thought they sounded like Queen of the Stone Age. This one here, Savvy, said it sounded like Hendrix.
No, when it first started.
Oh, when it first started. Okay.
Yeah. Like very, very beginning of the riff. I was like, oh, I hear that vibe. And then I was like, no, okay. It didn't really kind of go down that road.
Not my most favorite one that we've heard so far. Definitely not one I wish they ended the album on.
It wants to be a Zeppelin-y kind of clean tone, I think, but it's just not coming to that level of production. And I think that's really what it comes down to. I don't like it. I don't like the sound. I thought I was going to like it at the beginning, and then the more it went on, the less I liked it. Mm-hmm. I think the playing underneath it is fine. I don't think the playing here has ever been the problem. I think they got caught up in the loudness thing. I think it's not as raw, because the stuff that we saw was much more raw, because there's only two of them playing. Mm-hmm. So the two-person thing, I think you could have done a little bit more of a White Stripes kind of production. I think it would have been better off.
It just sounds more organic live. I think that's what it is. I think this is organic music. And by that, I mean, it's got some soul to it. It's definitely got some of that classic stuff to it. And to me, stuff like that just sounds better when it's not this production.
Realistically, it's hard to capture the live sound. Very few bands can really do that well. This doesn't even feel like that's an option here. Let's continue. Here we go.
But I want you playing with your heart anymore. Now I have to tell you about this internal roar. Tell you this, I want you to give me wings.
I was expecting more, especially for a final. They just came and went. A lot of bands feel that they do kind of end on mellow songs. This one was a little bit more simplistic for them. I am surprised that it is the final track. It was okay.
I liked when the band came in. I thought it sounded better. And maybe the whole point of having that guitar is like that is being really low and then it just smashes you. But you could do that with the sound that's better. I just think the tone is not great for me. I think they could have done it better. It's not horrible. It is what it is. Very mellow ending out. Sav, why don't you go first?
I don't know what to say on this one. I'm just going to say fives across. It was okay. I didn't think it was terrible. I expected more from them. If nothing else, I know we kind of bitch and complain about the... you and I have been bitching and complaining about the production. They do throw some decent arrangements with different things to go on. And this one, it's kind of simple. And I just expected more from them. Frank?
After hearing so many really good songs and original sounds, to end here like this was a big boo for me. It was kind of a letdown. The production on this one was pretty much, again, consistent with what we heard. I'll keep that as seven. Everything else, I'm going to give fives. Yeah, it's just depressing how they ended. But I gave the production a 7. That's a yay.
I'm going to do 5 in the lyrics, 5 in the melody. I like the music. I think the music can be better, and I think that they can play very well. So music, I'm going to get a 6, 5 on the arrangement, and 4 on production. I do not like that guitar sound. It ruins the song for me. They could have done better trying to get that same sound, and it's a weird way to end. Very mellow. These days, no one really cares that much. Put out those songs. They're not expecting anyone to listen to this straight through, I don't think. Mm-hmm. This has been cool. The Wheel does weird shit. This is an album we probably would never have listened to or found. In that sense, it's cool. It's the discovery part. And there are parts we really like. I wonder if the stuff that comes after this is a little different or they stay in the same vein. I don't know.
I'd like to hear this album with different production. The production scores would be higher. I would think, and maybe some of the other scores too. There's definitely some good bones here. Even though the scores overall weren't necessarily the greatest, it's really more about the potential of what's there and being disappointed by the way it sounds, as opposed to saying, this isn't good.
I want to see them live.
I do think they have a unique sound. Maybe because they're just two people, that helps out that a little bit. I like the fact that it's not very stock.
Yeah, I'm glad we got this. Something interesting. Yeah,
I just would like to see them live. The few songs that we heard, I really did like live. And I think it's just one of those bands that just sound better live than they do recording.
It's very possible. All right, Saf, why don't you do your thing?
We are part of the Deep Dive Podcast Network and the Boneless Podcast Network.
Boneless? You don't like those chicken wings without the bone?
Like I say, great bunch of guys took us in right away. If you want individual podcasts about bands, Rush, Tom Petty, Uriah Heep, Zeppelin, you name it, it's probably on this. So go check them out. And Mark, where can they find us on the interwebs?
Rock Lit Pod on all the social media, rocklitpodcast.com. Do the merch, do the polls, you know what to do. Put us on your auto download so you get us every week. And give us 5 stars where you rate your podcast, because that does help the show out. Next week, we get to spin again, and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe we'll get a weird thing like this again, another band we don't know, or maybe something super popular. The Wheel does what she does and doesn't really care what we want. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Au revoir.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Sure.